Wimber's life, he's not a model of preaching anymore. But what men like that are models of high standards of performance, of attention to detail, of creative thinking, and of stretching themselves. And so what really good coaches do, the way they teach in this special way, is that they help remove interference, to get rid of self-talk and self-focus issues that interferes with performance. One of the sayings we used to use in baseball all the time was, you can't think and hit at the same time. Meaning you can't be standing up to home plate, thinking about where your feet are positioned or where your hands are on the bat, and simultaneously be hitting a ball that's moving at you about 90 miles an hour. It's moving, it's not going straight, and you're trying to hit it squarely with a round bat. Now, you can't do that and be thinking at the same time. It's all about responding in the moment. That's all you've got, is less than a half of a second to respond to this projectile coming at you. And so what John taught me was to remove those kind of interferences. I'll never forget the day he had asked me to write down my plan for starting my first church. And for a couple weeks, I had not gotten it done. Finally, one day, sitting in his living room, he said to me, "Todd, do you know why you haven't done this?" And I said, sheepishly, "No." And he said, "It's because you don't know your plan." Well, I got indignant. I said, "I do too. I know exactly what I'm going to do." And he said, "Todd, I know you think you know, but you don't. Because if you can't write it down, you don't really know it. Thoughts disentangle themselves as they pass through a pen or your lips." Now, he said that to me 20 years ago, and I've never forgotten it. What was he doing? He was removing from me the interferences in my thought processes and showing me something that, you see, taught me to learn and that has held me in really good stead now for literally 20 years. You see, a poor coach would have written the plan and said, "Here it is, execute this." But it would have taught me nothing. And John, as a church planning, church growth expert, certainly could have written me a cogent plan. Instead, he let me write a poor one and then coach me through it being a good one. Well, he taught me to think. See, people are changed not by coercion or intimidating them, but by example. And what John taught me to do as a thinker was to think. Again, you can teach things that you know, but I think fundamentally you only really reproduce who you are. And you reproduce it in this very special way. Well, next, coaches notice details that others miss. What coaches do is closely monitor results so that others...